आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू ले फाउंडेशन स्टोन एंड डेडिकेट मल्टीपल डेवलपमेंट प्रोजेक्ट्स वर्थ ओवर 17,000 करोड़ रुपीज टू द नेशन इन मध्य प्रदेश टुडे। Center bans two factions of Muslim Conference Jammu and Kashmir for involving in unlawful activities. Union Coal Minister Prahlad Joshi to launch coal logistics plan and policy in New Delhi today. India opposes China-led investment facilitation proposal at WTO. And Indian shuttlers Akarshi Kashyap and Satish Kumar Karunakaran enter second round of the German Open. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the Vikasit Bharat, Vikasit Madhya Pradesh program today through video conferencing. During the program, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 17,500 crore rupees across Madhya Pradesh. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lay the foundation stone of various projects related to important sectors of Madhya Pradesh like irrigation, power, roads, rail, water supply, coal and industry, and dedicate them to the nation at 4 PM today. The Prime Minister will also launch the Cyber Tehsil project in Madhya Pradesh. He will inaugurate Vikramaditya Vedic clock in Ujjain. Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate many development works, 3 railway projects and industrial projects. The program will be telecast live at 500 places in Madhya Pradesh. Governor Mangu Patel and Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav will also attend the state level event organized at Lal Parade Ground, Bhopal. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
Government has declared Muslim Conference Jammu and Kashmir Sumji faction and Muslim Conference Jammu and Kashmir Bhat faction as unlawful associations with immediate effect for a period of 5 years under Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. In a social media post, Home Minister Amit Shah said these outfits have been engaging in activities against the sovereignty and integrity of the nation. He said Narendra Modi government is determined to uproot terrorism and anyone involved in unlawful activities will face dire consequences. According to the Home Ministry, many criminal cases have been registered against both the outfits and their members under various sections of law, including UAPA. Union Coal Minister Prahlad Joshi will launch Coal Logistics Plan and Policy in New Delhi today. The Integrated Coal Logistics Plan and Policy have been formulated with a visionary approach to develop a technologically advanced, integrated, cost-effective, resilient, sustainable and trusted logistics ecosystem for coal evacuation. This strategic framework aims to catalyze accelerated demand and supply within the coal sector by financial year 2030 in line with vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat by reducing dependence on imported coal. The Ministry of Coal has embarked on various initiatives for India's energy security, aiming to produce 1.5 billion tons of coal by 2030. President Draupadi Murmu will address the 53rd convocation of Utkal University in Bhubaneswar today. The university authorities have made elaborate arrangements for the ceremony. A special corridor has been laid to welcome the president, while large LED panels have been installed at the university auditorium for live streaming of the event. Elaborate security arrangements have also been made for the visit of the president, who is on a 4-day visit to her home state Odisha since yesterday. BJP's Central Election Committee is likely to meet in Delhi this evening ahead of the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. The meeting, to be chaired by BJP President JP Nadda, is likely to be attended by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, among others. The names of many candidates for Lok Sabha polls will be released after the CEC meeting. A comprehensive voter awareness campaign, Mera Pehla Vote Desh Ke Liye, is being organized in different higher education institutions across the country to ensure universal, enlightened participation of youth in the elections. The main objective of the initiative is to engage and encourage young voters to come out and vote and to convey the importance of voting for the larger good of the nation. Talking to Akashwani News, University Grants Commission UGC Chairman Jagdish Kumar said UGC has sent a letter to all higher education institutions to start this voter awareness campaign to create awareness among the youth.
Ministry of Education and the Election Commission of India have launched a nationwide campaign to create electoral awareness among the youth. UGC has sent a letter to all the higher educational institutions to start this campaign from 28th February until 6th March, encouraging the students to participate in the electoral process. The name of this campaign is Mera Pehla Vote Desh Ke Liye. You can encourage your students to download the voter helpline using this app. The students can register for their voter card. Let us take pride in participating in the electoral process of the largest democracy in the world.
The campaign Mera Pehla Vote Desh Ke Liye, which started yesterday, will continue till the 6th of next month. Two people have been killed as a train ran over them near Kala Jhadia Halt under Asansol Railway Station Division between Asansol-Madhupur Railway Track route last evening in Jamtara district of Jharkhand. The Eastern Railways has formed a three-member team to probe the incident. The Eastern Railway, in its press statement, said that the victims were not passengers but were walking on the tracks when they were hit by a train. Meanwhile, President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi offered condolence to the bereaved families and prayed for the speedy recovery of those injured. Jharkhand Chief Minister Champai Soren also extended his condolences to the victims' families. In Madhya Pradesh, 14 people have been killed in a road accident in Dindori, while 21 people are reported to be injured. This accident happened when the pickup vehicle went out of control and overturned in the ghat of Bharjar under Shahpura police station and Bichia police post area. The victims of the accident were returning after attending a baby shower ceremony. The injured in the accident are undergoing treatment at Shahpura Community Health Centre. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts. India, along with South Africa, successfully blocked a key proposal led by China at the World Trade Organization on the third day of the conference. The proposal, known as the Investment Facilitation Development Agreement, IFD, is unlikely to be included in the final outcome document of the ongoing ministerial conference. Our correspondent has filed this report.
India raised several concerns regarding the Investment Facilitation Development Agreement. Firstly, India argued that IFD falls outside the scope of WTO as it is not strictly a trade issue beyond the scope of the Marrakesh Agreement. Secondly, India pointed out that IFD does not fulfill the criteria for a formal agreement as it hasn't received unanimous support from all WTO members, thus lacking the exclusive consensus that is required. This is not the first time that India has voiced its opposition against the IFD. The country previously blocked the proposal in December 2023 and at the WTO's General Council meeting. The IFD, first proposed in 2017, aims to streamline investment procedures and facilitate cross-border investments. However, it has attracted criticism for potentially favoring countries heavily reliant on Chinese investments and those with sovereign wealth funds. This is Vinod Kumar from Abu Dhabi for Akashwani News.
India's Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal underscored the urgent need for rebuilding trust within the World Trade Organization and ensuring the effective implementation of its decisions at the 13th Ministerial Conference in Abu Dhabi. The minister stressed the restoration of the appellate body, which has been inactive since December 2019, as a crucial step towards upholding the rules-based global trade order.
First and foremost issue that WTO MC13 should address is generating trust. Trust that the WTO can deliver. Trust that what the WTO says it will implement. Trust that whatever decisions are taken at the WTO will be adhered to in letter and spirit. Therefore, India has demanded that first and foremost, the appellate body should be restored so that any complaint any nation has of unfair trade practices or the rules of WTO not being met can be taken up at the dispute resolution process. The appellate body can adjudicate on the panel's findings and justice is delivered.
The non-functionality of the appellate body, attributed to the blocking of member appointments by the United States, has raised doubts about the credibility of the WTO and its ability to resolve trade disputes. Foreign Secretary Vinay Quatra held a bilateral meeting with his Nepali counterpart Sewa Lamsal in New Delhi yesterday. Ms. Lamsal is on a visit to India to participate in the 8th Asia Economic Dialogue 2024, being jointly convened by the Ministry of External Affairs and Pune International Centre in Pune today. This is the first visit of Foreign Secretary Lamsal to India since she assumed charge. During the meeting, the two foreign secretaries held discussions on the entire range of multifaceted cooperation between India and Nepal. Reserve Bank of India has proposed making it mandatory for banks and non-banking financial companies, NBFCs, to disclose information about their climate-related financial risks on a standalone basis. The RBI released a draft standard disclosure framework on climate-related financial risks for regulated entities, REs. According to the draft, the RE should disclose information about their climate-related financial risks and opportunities for the users of financial statements. It will foster an early assessment of climate-related financial risks and opportunities and also facilitate market discipline. Indian shuttlers Akarshi Kashyap and Satish Kumar Karunakaran entered the second round of the German Open in Mulheim last evening. In women's singles, Akarshi Kashyap, 43rd in the badminton rankings, defeated world 79 Polina Burhova of Ukraine 23-21, 17-21, 11-21 to enter the round of 16. Now she will face world number 22 Mia Bickfeldt of Denmark today. In the men's singles, world number 50 Satish Kumar upset the 45th ranked Misha Zilberman of Israel 21-18, 19-21, 21-19. He will take on world number 42 Nat Hung Hen of Ireland in the round of 16 today. In Delhi Open Tennis, India's Arjun Khade and Jeevan Nedoncherian have advanced to the quarterfinals at the Delhi Lawn Tennis Association complex yesterday. The duo defeated Kwon Soon Woo and Hong Hin Hung of South Korea 7-6-6-3. They will face the French pair Konstantin Bitontin Kuzmin and Maxime Xavier today at 3 p.m. IST. Another pair, Nitish Kumar Sinha and Manish Suresh Kumar, will also mark the Indian presence in the quarters today. Star Indian shooter Ashi Choksey set a new world record in the women's 50-meter rifle three positions event at the National Shooting Trials at the MP State Shooting Academy Ranges in Bhopal. She scored 597 points, beating the previous record by 1 point. In Women's Premier League, UP Warriors defeated Mumbai Indians women by 7 wickets at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru yesterday. Put into bat first, Mumbai women scored 161 for 6 in the stipulated 20 overs, successfully chasing down the targets 163 for 3 in 16.3 overs. Today, Royal Challengers Bangalore women will face Delhi Capitals at the same venue. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Vaibhav Jyotsna Srivastav.
Thank you, Pramod. All papers have widely covered the massive narcotics haul on vessel near Gujarat coast and biggest drug bust off Gujarat coast. NCB Navy seized 3,300 kgs, the lead in the Asian Age. Boat carrying 3,300 kg drugs seized off Gujarat is the lead in the Times of India. Mostly all papers report on their front pages the developments on Himachal Pradesh as the Congress battles to save government. Congress faces Himachal freeze is the lead in the Pioneer. Con government fights for survival in Himachal is the lead in the Hindu. Kong scrambles to save Sukhu, government wants 6 rebel MLAs disqualified, is the lead in the Tribune. In business news, all papers have on their front page the merging of Walt Disney's local unit Star India with Reliance Industries subsidiary Viacom 18. And finally, Energy's Labrador set to make way for the more versatile Belgian Malinois, reports the Indian Express. The dogs will be trained in all the three aspects of sniffing, tracking and attacking. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Vaibhav. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to lay foundation stone and dedicate multiple development projects worth over 17,000 crore rupees for the nation in Madhya Pradesh today. Centre bans two factions of Muslim Conference Jammu and Kashmir for involving in unlawful activities. Union Coal Minister Prahlad Joshi to launch coal logistics plan and policy in New Delhi today. India opposes China-led investment facilitation proposal at WTO. And Indian shuttlers Akarshi Kashyap and Satish Kumar Karunakaran enter second round of the German Open. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.